David Aldis.
Non-stop worship, 24 hours a day. Worship Radio 247.
Welcome to the Worship Radio 247 podcast, bringing you worship and the Word of God right here on this platform.
24/7 worship and contemporary Christian music, and taking the Father's love to the world. This is Worship Radio 247.
Worship Radio 247.
Taking the Father's love to the world through the power of media. Worship Radio 247.
Good news. In fact, great news. From the end of June, we can announce Worship Radio 247 will be going live once again. It has taken painstaking hours of work by Martin to prepare the new software we will be using. He is now finalizing all we need to be able to bring you live programming for Worship Radio 247. Isn't that great news? We've been broadcasting on Worship Radio 247 now for almost 10 years. On the 16th of July, it will be our 10th birthday, and as such, we will be required to pay our PRS license. And because of this, we're coming to you, our listeners, to help us pay this quite substantial bill. We would love you to ask the Lord how much you can donate. It's easy to donate too. Just go to the website at www.worshipradio247.org. Click on donate. Choose the amount you would like to pay, and that's it. It would be helping the ministry and would allow us to continue broadcasting and worshipping with you. Please prayerfully consider how much you can donate. We'd love to hear from you as well. Email us at the studio. studio@worshipradio247.org. With your help, we will continue to broadcast the Worship Radio 247 podcast, bring you live broadcasts on our radio station, Worship Radio 247, and to continue to send TV programs around the globe with Worship TV. Worship Radio 247, taking the Father's love to the world through the power of media.
Hi there. It's always great to get your company. Thank you so much for joining us today. This is the Worship Radio 247 podcast, and I'm here as your host, David Aldis. It is great to be able to worship God in spirit and in truth. And that's what we've been doing here on Worship Radio 247 right through the lockdown. We've not been able to go live, unfortunately, because of separation of studio, etc. And we are, in fact, rebuilding the studio, and we hope to go live very, very, very soon. Right at the end now, right at the very dying embers of putting this all together, and it's all thanks to my business partner, Martin Jordan. He's done a great, great, sterling job. On the podcast today, we're going to worship God in spirit and in truth with Andy Bromley and Hillsong. And not only that, we'll continue our brand new series, Agape Love. We come today to part two, and today we take a look at Romans, the fifth chapter, and verse 6. That is all coming up a little bit later on, but right now, as promised, here comes Andy Bromley. And this is live. Andy Bromley live. This one is called Your Name. I don't mean that Andy Bromley is actually live. It's the live version of Your Name.
Your name, stronger than I know. It's deeper than a thousand words could say. Your name. Fire in my soul.
Is Andy Bromley and Your Name, the live version. Coming next on the Worship Radio 247 podcast is Agape Love and Part 2. We're looking at Romans, the 5th chapter and verse 6. That comes next. You know, beloved, before I even start, before I even begin this this daily devotional, I want to tell you that my heart right now is so full of the love of the Lord, so full of the love of Jesus. I can't tell you. We come to Agape Love, our series on the daily devotional, and today we're looking in Romans, the 5th chapter, and we're going to start at verse 6. Listen to this. Listen to these words. When we were utterly helpless, Christ came just at the right time and died for us sinners. Now, most people would not be willing to die for an upright person, though someone might perhaps be willing to die for a person who is especially good. But God showed His great love for us, His agape love for us, by sending Christ to die for us while we were still sinners. Oh boy. Oh boy, those words, they ring so true all the time. But God showed His great agape love for us by sending Christ to die for us while we were still sinners. We weren't perfect. We weren't pure. We were sinning. Sinning, beloved. And God had already said that the wages of sin is death. He'd already said that. And we looked at this yesterday when we were thinking about this agape love, when we were considering what God was doing, and He decided, I've got to do something. I've got to do something. So whilst we were still sinning, whilst we were sinners, oh Lord, God sent His precious Son Jesus to die on the cross at Calvary. You know, just now I was talking to a really precious friend of mine, and she was talking about her mum. And she was talking about her mum, who is a Christian. She gave her heart to the Lord Jesus. She's a Christian. She goes to church. And my friend said to her, I love you. I love you, mum. And her mum was nothing but negative. And bitterness came from her mouth. And it's because, quite simply, she has not sensed the love of God pouring into her life. And at the end of this word, I want to pray. I really want to pray. And my friend is left devastated because of these words. Because these words cut like a knife. And I know the reason. I know the reason, because my friend loves the Lord so much, and the love of Jesus shines through her eyes all the time. All the time. Everywhere she goes, the love of Jesus shines through her eyes. And yet, they don't penetrate her mom. They don't penetrate her mom. You see, beloved, each one of us needs to come to a realization that to receive the love of God, we have to be open-hearted. There are certain things that we have to do. We have to be willing to repent. We have to be willing to turn to Him and say, Lord, I am so sorry for what I have done. Let your agape love shine through my life now. We have to be in a situation where we can understand
that our lives need to change. Because as the word says, we were still sinners. And beloved, we still are sinners. Romans, the 3rd chapter and verse 23 says we all sin and fall short. Even Paul, the apostle, is saying those words. We all sin and fall short. Not one of us. Not one of us can stand and say, right now, beloved, I am without sin. Not one. And I believe that if we were to stand and say, I am without sin, we would be committing a sin because we would be puffed up and self-righteous. And our Lord Jesus wants to be full of humility, wants us to be humble, wants us to repent and be in a situation of repentance at all times, not now and again, at all times. Do you get this word today, beloved? At all times. But our Lord loves us and cares for us, so much so that God showed his great love for us by sending Christ to die for us while we were still sinners. We were utterly helpless. And Christ came just at the right time and died for us sinners. This, beloved, is agape love. There are no conditions attached to the love that God has for you. None. There is not one solitary single condition attached. My friend's mom goes to church on Sunday and she praises God and she worships God on Sunday and comes home and there's bitterness in her heart. But God still loves her so much that he sent his son into the world to die for her. I'm going to say something radical now. You can mention as many people, as many evil people in this world that you want to. You can trot them off. You can list them. I'm not going to do that. I don't want to. But you know who I'm talking about. All of these evil people in the world. And you know this, that whoever you mention, whatever name you come up with, and I know right now, I know that I know that I know that you are thinking of one name, and so am I. I will not say that name, but what I will say is this. God died for that person. Jesus died on the cross at Calvary for that person, for that evil person. Jesus died because God loved him so much. Let me ask you this question. Who is there in your life? Who is in your life right now that you love so much that you would be prepared to die for? Is there anyone in your life that you would do that for? Anyone? Well, God sent his son, Jesus, into this world so that you could understand. Rather, let me rephrase that. You could begin to understand God's love for you. We go to church on Sunday and we sing songs. We sing hymns sometimes. We praise and we worship and we clap our hands and we rejoice. Yet we come home and our lives are different. Our lives change. We can become obsessed with chasing the dollar, the yen, the pound, the euro. We become obsessed with getting as much as we can. We become obsessed with looking after the little wealth that we have and our little fortress and our little castle. And we become obsessed with it, because that's more important than anything, that we are safe and secure and no one can hurt us. Beloved, whatever you have, whether you are a multi-billionaire or whether you are the woman with the widow's mite, it can be taken from you in a heartbeat. It can be taken from you. All of your wealth and security can be taken from you in a demisecond. If that is what God wants. Do you not see that? I have a wonderful friend who was a millionaire. She was a millionaire and was happily married. And wasn't really following God at all. She believed in God. She went to church sometimes. But she wasn't following after God. Until she went to see the movie, The Passion of the Christ. And sitting in that movie theater, those images changed her life forever. And within 4 years, she was no longer married because her husband had died. She had no money at all. And she was living in Bangladesh, working in a school. And little by little, by little, by little, because she gave her heart to the Lord Jesus Christ, he took everything away. In a heartbeat, it was gone. And little by little, by little, he has given it to her back. Beloved, know this. God loves you. God cares for you. He loves you so much that he sent his son into the world 2,000 years ago to die a sinner's death because of agape love. Heavenly Father, I want to pray for my precious friend's mom. I'm not going to say her name, but Lord, you know exactly who she is. Father, I want to pray for her now. I want you, Lord, please, Father, to open up the channels of her heart. Father, pour your love in bucketfuls so that she can't contain any more. Pour your anointing and your Holy Spirit into her life, Lord. Change her now in Jesus' mighty name. And let her see her daughter, maybe for the first time. I pray in the wonderful name of Jesus. For you, Lord, are holy. Father God, you are holy, and you are high, and you are lifted up. And right now, we're going to worship you.
Lifted up. That is Hillsong. Oh, you are high and you are lifted up, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. You know, quite often I love to say the blessing at the end of a podcast, at the end of a television program. And it comes from Numbers, the 6th chapter, verses 24 through 26. May the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up the light of his countenance upon you and give you his peace. Now, forever. Amen and amen.